The tips of the toes of your lotus feet are eternally worshipped by the glowing effulgence of the Upanishads, the crest jewel of the Vedas. You are eternally adored and chanted by great liberated souls like Narada and Shukadeva Goswami, O Hari Nam, clearing myself of all offenses, I take complete shelter of you. That's the first one. Here's number three. O divine son of the holy name, even a slight reflection of you can dispel the darkest ignorance from the minds of those who are sunk in worldliness and grant the spiritual vision upon those who are spiritually blind. Who then can find an end of your infinite glories? Who is there expert enough to completely sing the limits of your greatness? Just as the twilight before the sunrise dispels darkness of all kinds of fears and troubles, so the dim reflection of the dawning of the holy name, Namabhas, removes all sorts of evils and anarthas arising from forgetfulness of the true nature of the self and the Supreme Lord. Number four. Oh, holy name, the seeds from which sin sprouts within the heart are not burned to ashes by realization of Brahman or by constant meditation on eternal consciousness. But, O holy name, as soon as you appear on the tongue of a sincere chanter, all the karmic seeds of sin are burned to ashes. Thus all sinful reactions, past, present, and future, are finished. This is proclaimed by the Vedas. Then number five is what we read earlier. Number six. Oh, Hari Nam. You have manifested in two forms. One is the blissful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the other is the sound vibration of His holy name. We know that your form of the sound vibration of the holy name is more merciful than your blissful form. Even if one has committed the multitude of offenses to your first form, by serving the second form with his voice, he becomes always immersed in the ocean of transcendental bliss. I don't have the whole thing. Here's what the concluding verse is at the end, after the Ashtakam. O Lord, in this poem which describes your glories, I do not ask for anything other than devotional service to you. Please grant that to me. If you wish, please appear constantly on my tongue alone with transcendental affection for the Lord. So, another set of very, very beautiful prayers by our Rupa Goswami. An introduction to another set of prayers, Kevalastakam. Some description has been given like this, that the author is unknown, but that somehow this author associated with Haridas Thakur Namacharya is understood by the flavor of the Ashtakam. Just like when there was a meeting with two sadhus who never met one another, immediately upon seeing the ecstatic love exhibited by the other, the sadhu said, "Ah, I can understand you have had association with Madhavendra Puri." Because no one can have this ecstatic expression except one who has had the association of Madhavendra Puri. And so, although the particular name of the author of this Ashtakam is is unknown, he is intimately associated with Haridas Thakur. And the song is very simple, but very sublime. My first encounter of this was in Ojai, when Badahari Prabhu sang it, or Niranjan Maharaj sang it, I can't remember which of the two, and it became the theme song for our festival of the Holy Name. And I'll follow like a little toddler in the footsteps of Badahari and explain the verses, and then we'll sing the song, so you'll be meditating on the meaning. More sweet than all other sweet things, more auspicious than all other auspicious things, the greatest purifier of all purifying things, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. On the spiritual path, we want purification. There's nothing more purifying than the purification coming from the chanting of the holy name. We want things that are sweet. We have this ISKCON vernacular thing, oh, that was sweet. But there's nothing as sweet as the holy name. Nothing as auspicious. In Vedic rituals, auspiciousness of time, place, ingredients, and so forth, it's very, very important, but nothing more auspicious than the chanting of the holy name. Thank you. And the Sanskrit itself is sweet. Madaram madarebhyopi mangalebhyopi mangalam pavanebhyo pavanam pavanebhyopi harirnameva kevalam. The entire universe, from exalted Brahma down to the lowly clump of grass, is but a product of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. The only thing that is reality, reality, again I say, reality, satyam, satyam, punak, satyam, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. That person is a true preceptor, a true father, a true mother, a true friend. Also, only if they teach one to always remember the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Sa Guru, Sa Pita, Cha Pi, Sa Ma Ta, Bahavo Pi Saha, Shikshayet Chit, Sadas Smartam. One should always remember, just as Mother Padyavali was saying. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, and the access to that is the holy name. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Here's the answer to your question. Yes, in your hand. Krishna has answered your question, your prayer. There is no certainty when the last breath will come and put an abrupt halt to all one's material plans. Therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting from very childhood the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Kirtaniya mato bhavyad. Lord Hari eternally dwells in that place where truly exalted, spiritually advanced souls sing in the mood of pure devotion the holy name of Srihari alone is everything. This is Badahari's favorite. Oh, what a sorrow. What a great sorrow. More painful than any other misery in the world. Mistaking it as a mere piece of glass, the people have forgotten this jewel. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Oho, dukam, maha dukam, dukha dukha taram yataha. You can't get more dukkha than that. Kacha, like paka and kacha. A useless, broken piece of glass. Thinking the holy name is like that. The jewel of the holy name. It should be heard again and again with one's ears. It should be uttered over and over with one's voice. It should be perpetually sung and sung anew. Giyatam, giyatam, nityam. The holy name of Srihari alone is everything. Trinikrityam jagat sarvam. It makes the whole universe seem insignificant as a blade of grass. Splendorously reigns supreme over all. It is full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy. It is supremely pure. The holy name of Srihari alone is everything. So during one weekend, the festival of the holy name weekend, 4th of July last year, we sang this, Badahari sang it, 8 times, and by the 8th time, it's just because by that time it's not like, you know, a thought out here and you're trying to understand how it fits together. It had gone inside and the whole audience was crying and crying and crying, just moved by the message. And then a Badahari Kirtan following that.